best of luck in the 2013-14 athletic season. The Library Restaurant in Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen invites everyone to stop in these fine eateries before or after you go support your local favorite team. The Library is known for a great diverse menu for any appetite, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen features their famous Sunday taco bar starting at 11:30, serving tacos and enchiladas. In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a registered representative with Diversified Financial Concepts, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. Diversified Financial Concepts is located south of Houghton on West M26, 1 mile past the mall in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Investments offered through Invest Financial Corporation, member FINRA, SIPC.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have a $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room, the smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease, the smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it, protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family with Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, Nominelli, and Joe Strong. Give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles Family Dentistry in Hancock. Call for your superior smile. 4823621.
Are you frustrated with the rising cost of insurance? Join the crowd. Whether you're single, married, have a house full of kids, are retired and aging gracefully, whatever your situation, the Turbo Agency can help you put together an insurance program that both fits your budget and provides the insurance protection you need and deserve. The Turbo Agency, an independent insurance agency, offering more insurance companies to choose from. More choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. The Turbo Agency, serving the entire Keweenaw from downtown Hancock.
And we're back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. Just a few more minutes left in the show, so let's get to a couple of the questions that we had in. And one of them would be, Mel, what are you doing, or what are you figuring on that third guy with the combination of CJ Ike and Dennis Ricks? You had kind of a revolving door right there trying to find a line mate for those two.
Well, a part of it is we've left them together because they play so well off of each other, and they kill penalties. You know, I usually use them as our first two penalty killers if, you know, they haven't been out or they're not in the penalty box. And we've tried to rotate different guys in, more so just to get guys playing time. So I think that's going to continue for a while here until, you know, we find a real good fix. And I've even messed with CJ Ike playing him with different lines also. So it's not like we're going to stay with that line, but because it was such a good combination, killing penalties and just the way your line rotations work, I think we'll live them together. But right now that spot's going to be probably a little bit of a revolving door, and just try different guys on that wing. And as if you've noticed, I've had CJ play right wing quite a bit lately, and he's so good and with the speed that he can play on either side.
Next question is, what does Coach Anastas and the Michigan State Spartans bring to the table? What kind of game do they play?
Yeah, I think they're a little bit of a, you know, they're in transition a bit. I think if you asked me, you know, a couple of years ago, they're more defensive oriented, but I think he's trying to open it up a little bit. The way the recruiting's gone, he's looking for some offensive skill guys who can skate. They've got a couple pretty good freshmen, Evan from Brother Rice, who went to play in USHL, and McEachran, both teammates of Brother Rice that played in USHL, but skilled players, can skate, can move the puck. You know, so I think they're right now, I mean, looking to open it up a little bit, unlike when Coach Mason was there and had a more of a defensive-oriented system. So, but they'll be really sound defensively. I mean, I think still that's still their bread and butter, and the good goaltender. They're good from the goal out, and I think that's how he wants to put his teams together.
Are they similar to Notre Dame? Was Mason similar to the way Notre Dame kind of plays?
Yeah, I think so. I think so, and I think Michigan State right now is a combination, maybe in the middle between Notre Dame and Michigan. Not quite the skating team that Michigan is, a skill team, but not quite the defensive oriented team that Notre Dame is. I think they're right in the middle between those teams.
Well, what about some of our top end guys that we've talked about already that aren't struggling to score? Will it just be a matter of time, Coach, as long as they're getting opportunities?
Well, yeah, they're too good. And they've had, you know, the past, if you look in the past and see what they've done in the past, you know they can do it. It's like riding a bike. You know, once you start to learn turn and ride, and once you're up, and you know how to do it. So it's just a matter of time. I think some of it's puck luck, some of it's bearing down a little bit. Blake has to get healthy. You know, once he gets healthy, I think that'll help him. But he's playing through it. And then we just got to hit the net. Like we're aiming. We're now starting to aim for the perfect spot instead of just get it on the net. And I think you'll see the last three goals that were scored on Phoenix by Michigan were just shots. They weren't aiming. They just shot it. And you know, three goals. So that's key. But like I said, the hockey gods are good. Things have a way of even themselves out, and we'll get our breaks and we'll get our goals.
Next question, Coach, about the goaltending. With some questionable goals on Phoenix this past weekend, does Phillips become more of a viable candidate for this weekend?
No question. No question. I mean, Jamie's proved he can play. I thought Phoenix had a, you know, real good outing on Friday night against Michigan, you know, other than the one goal there was, you know, the last one off a stick, so you give him the benefit of the doubt. But, you know, and that's with Phoenix. He makes some incredible saves, but, you know, you have to stop the ones you should stop. Mm-hmm. And that makes, you know, right now, one goal is so important to us. I mean, the way we're playing, you know, one goal loss Notre Dame, one goal loss Natalia Duluth, you know, the two goal loss against Northern Michigan. We've been in every game other than the one because of the penalties, and it comes down to that one shot, that one goal, that one break. So no question, everything's magnified now when you give up a goal against.
And we've had how many two nothing deficits now where we have to come back all the time.
Well, and that's it. On the road, you know, we haven't played with a lead all year, so that's no secret. And you're always trying to struggle and find. It takes a lot of energy to get back in a hockey game. It's amazing when you play with a lead how it doesn't seem like it takes as much energy out. But when you're behind, you're putting so much in to try and score a goal that it does take a lot of energy out of you. So so that's going to be one of the keys to this weekend as we get off to a lead against Michigan State, because they play better with the lead like most teams do. So we're going to have to be ready to go on Friday night and then again Saturday night and play with the lead and take it to them.
Thanks for your questions. Let's get to some ticket giveaways. Coach providing the tickets for Friday night's game, a pair of them. Coach, how about a question?
Well, let's go with, you know, there was a former coach here at Michigan Tech, and when he left here, you know, the 50s went on to have a very successful career at Michigan State. And if someone could give me that coach's name, you'd win yourself two tickets to Friday night's game. Right, Dirk?
There you go. 483-4054. And this gentleman just passed away a few years ago.
A few years ago. Yeah. Italian descent.
Yep. 483-4054. Name the coach.
And he used to whistle all the time when he won a line
change. Lines?
Yeah.
you ever do that, Coach?
No, I can't whistle.
I can't whistle. All right, let's go to the phone line, see if we can get a winner. Hi, what's your guess?
Emo Bazzoni.
You got it.
Wow, right off the bat. That's pretty good.
Who's this?
Rob Anderson.
Bob Anderson?
Yes.
Congratulations, Bob. Did you were you around when Emo coached?
Bob, were you around when Emo coached?
Can I hear you?
Okay, well, we'll let you go. Bob, stop on into our studios and pick up your tickets for Friday night, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Congratulations.
All right, Bob Anderson, our winner.
Awesome.
All right.
I thought that'd be a little bit harder than it was, Dirk.
Well, but, you got big time listeners here that know their tech hockey.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
We have hockey, good hockey people here in the Copper Country. They know their game.
All right. How about Saturday night's game? Let's give away a couple of tickets.
Yeah, we'll go with this one. Who preceded Tom Anastas as the coach at Michigan State University?
Who preceded Tom Anastas, the current coach at Michigan State? All right, that's good for a couple of tickets for Saturday night's Michigan Tech, Michigan State tilt at the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena. 483-4054. We go to the phone lines. Good morning. What's your guess?
Was it Rick Comley?
It was Rick Comley.
Wow, we tried to fool him there. We thought we might get a Ron Mason, but good guess.
Who's this?
This is Chris Soche.
Chris Soche?
That's it.
All right, Chris, nice to hear from you. How are you?
I'm good this morning. How are you guys doing?
Good. You ready for the big series?
Absolutely.
Congratulations, Chris.
Thank you.
All right, Chris, stop on in. Make sure you do that before 5 o'clock on Friday, okay?
Will do.
All right, thanks a lot. Thanks to Coach for the tickets. Thanks to our winners. And, Coach, thanks for your time. We'll look forward to the Blue Line Club and, of course, the big weekend.
Yeah, Blue Line Club, 11:30 at the Beg, which is the room right off the back of the rink there. I don't know how about parking will be there. You might have to park in the main lot and
right.
Come down. But looking forward to the weekend. I just encourage everybody to come on out, get your tickets. It's going to be an exciting weekend of hockey. I really like the way our team's playing. There's a lot of really good things going on. And, like I said, the wins are going to come. town. I hope people can come out and support this team. And like I said, we had a great crowd for Northern Michigan, and with the video scoreboard, everything going on, it's going to be an exciting weekend of hockey.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Dirk.
Coach Mel Pearson and the Mel Pearson Show right here on Mix 93 WKMJ.
WKMJ FM Hancock.
South Range. Jacobs to Twin Lakes.
This is Mix 93.